Jesus Christ calls his servants from labor to the reward of eternal life. These are the words of Jesus, St. Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." There are times when those who labor for the Lord experience spiritual burdens, although they are obedient to the will of God. There remains a rest for the people of God, as God has promised. The New Testament writer was explicit and clear, Hebrews 4:9, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." We notice that Jesus Christ was fatigued in his physical body. Although he was weary with his journey, he continued in his ministry of saving souls of believers. St. John 4:6, "Jesus therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour." Jesus knows the burden and extreme responsibility that he has put in charge of his ministers who labor for the souls of humanity. "The Spirit of the Lord revealed this to me. I hope this message will inspire you to be more courageous for the work of the Lord." Jesus calls his faithful laborers to be with him. Apostle Paul proclaimed, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Moses said, Numbers 11:14, "I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me." Verses 16-17, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone." It was necessary for Moses to bear the burden to be instrumental in the salvation of God's people, and to liberate them from the bondage of slavery in Egypt. God did not call young people to lead the people in his era. It was essential for elders to lead the people because of their experience. God gave them his Holy Spirit. Young people love foolishness. Paul said to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:22, "Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." It was also necessary for the apostles to bear burdens for the salvation of souls. The New Testament is consistent with the Old Testament. The apostles wrote, Acts 15:28, "For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost, and to us, to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things." The Lord chose true ministers to preach the truth, bear burdens, and make intercessory prayer for the salvation of the souls of humanity. Jesus proclaimed, St. Matthew 24:45, "Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season?" Only the faithful servants will enter into the joy of the Lord. Verse 46, "Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord when he cometh shall find so doing." The Lord has in store a meritorious reward for those who obey and serve him faithfully, until he come for them. Jesus continues, St. Matthew 25:6, "And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." This is the parable of Jesus coming back after the bride, who is the spiritual church. Jesus is the bridegroom, and the born-again saints are the bride. In the darkest hour of laboring for the Lord, there will be a cry made for the time of the coming of Jesus for his faithful saints. John said, Revelation 19:7, "Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready." The joy and gladness are beyond our comprehension when obedient children of God are ready for the coming of the Lord. Verse 8, "And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints." The fine linen represents the purity of the saints, undefiled without sins. It is the highest level of righteousness that we must achieve. Only when we are undefiled in the sight of Jesus Christ, are we ready to go into the spiritual marriage with him, which is everlasting life in heaven with him? The Lord proclaimed to John, verse 9. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Revelation 14:13, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Saint Matthew 25:10, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. When death comes, the Lord shuts the door. There is no repentance and forgiveness after death. If you do not repent of your sins, you are lost forever. Verses 11-12, afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. They were virgins. However, morality is not sufficient to save us. Verse 13, watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. The servants of the Lord should be extremely cautious while laboring for Jesus. We know not the day or hour when our Lord will come. Only the wise servants will be ready. Verse 23, his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Revelation 19:5-6, and a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. What a joy unspeakable and full of glory when the children of God let Christ reign in their hearts even until the coming of the Lord. Jesus said, Saint Matthew 10:22, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Jesus Christ shall save us from the pollution of this world, and deliver us into the eternal kingdom with him. Jesus proclaimed, Saint Matthew 25:31-32, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. When Jesus comes for us, he will separate the sinners from the saints out of every nation on the face of the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ prepares us through the new spiritual birth when we evolve to spiritual perfection. Saint Matthew 5:48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Jesus, who is the King of Kings, said, Saint Matthew 25:34, then shall the King say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Paul called it the predestination of the righteous. Romans 8:30, moreover whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. We whom the Lord has saved from our sins will display the image of Jesus in holiness. Paul concludes, verse 31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Let us look back into the book of the prophet Jeremiah to see his predestination to be a prophet of the Lord. Jeremiah 1:4-5, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. It is true that God knows us, and all who will be obedient to him, even before he formed us in the womb of our mothers. He knows those whom he predestined for salvation, and those whom he predestined to be lost. He predestined Judas to be lost because he betrayed the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. Acts 1:16-18, men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us, and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. St. Matthew 27:6-8, and the chief priests took the silver pieces, and said, "It is not lawful for to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood." And they took counsel, and bought with them the potter's field, to bury strangers in. Wherefore that field was called, the field of blood, unto this day. God ordained Moses to be a prophet from his birth. In these scriptures, the Lord was calling Moses from his labors to his eternal rest. He was a faithful servant to the Lord. Deuteronomy 32:48-50, and the Lord spake unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, "Get thee up into this mountain Abarim, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. And die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people." Aaron was already dead at that time, and God was calling Moses because his time was come. God spoke to him concerning his death. Deuteronomy 34:5, "So Moses the servant of the Lord died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord." God saw the suffering that Moses had endured and the provocation, which the children of Israel caused. Even at the time when his spiritual burden seemed to be the heaviest, God was calling him. Moses was not reluctant toward going to the land of Moab. When God commanded him, although he informed Moses that he would die there, he trusted God for his word and obeyed him because he was ready for the coming of the Lord. When Peter was exhorting the people of God to be watchful, he also informed them that the Lord had already showed him of his death. 2 Peter 1:14-15, "Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath shewed me. Moreover I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance." As Paul charged Timothy concerning the ministry, he too, mentioned his departure from his earthly tabernacle. 2 Timothy 4:5-6, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." He also spoke of his faithfulness to the Lord Jesus. Verses 7-8, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." All who love the appearing of Jesus, whether it is suffering for the gospel, or persecution for his name's sake, or death, will receive his reward at his coming. Paul spoke of the eternal home in heaven for all the children of God hereafter. 2 Corinthians 5:1, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." The Spirit of God inspired John. He saw Jesus coming on the cloud for the elect people of God. John said, Revelation 14:14, "And I looked, and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle." The sickle is a metaphor of the Word of God. Verse 15. "Thrust in thy sickle, and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." To be ripe is to be prepared for the coming of the Lord. Jesus said, St. Matthew 13:39, "The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels." Verse 41, "The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity." God's angels are his ministers. Revelation 1:20, "The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches." God is sending forth his ministers with a message of deliverance for his people, to eradicate those thoughts and imaginations, which are offensive to him, preparing them with a clean heart to come to him. Jesus continues, St. Matthew 13:43, "Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus is talking to those who have spiritual ears. Revelation 21:27, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or make the lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." Only those written in the book of remembrance of Jesus Christ will inherit life eternal. Revelation 7:16, "They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more." God is calling those of you whom he has not saved to repentance. Revelation 22:17, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." We who hunger, and thirst, after righteousness shall accept the words of Jesus Christ for our salvation.